Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Film Pigs podcast. We are the best filmic podcast on this URL.
Correct.
It's safe to say. Now, if you went to this URL looking for another podcast about movies, maybe one professionally done with well-known people who have interesting points, you've probably, you somehow, 404 error.
Yeah, you made a huge mistake.
So this is actually the Film Pigs, so just check your URL and go to those other places. We're
redirect.
Very happy you're here. We're here to talk about movies and things that are happening in the movies. This is the Pig Pitcher, which simply means it's a slightly less prepared, but not much, than our normal podcast. But these are actually the new normal. Face it.
It's a new. It's this is. These are our endemic podcasts.
Yeah.
Endemic. This is when we're back in person, but we're still, you know, because we're riding waves, baby. My name. I'm the host this week. My name is Stephen Falk. To microphone left is Todd Robert Anderson.
Hey, everybody. I'm Todd.
And microphone right is Steve Skelton.
I am fully vaxxed.
They're not.
Good. Oh, that's great.
Yeah. Did you get your fourth, bro?
I did. I'm
too.
Old enough.
You got your fifth.
Give me that. Give me all
too.
Of them I can get, baby.
The pharmacist at Albertson was like, "What qualifies you?" And I was like, "I'm old."
Yeah, I'm old. Gimme.
You fucking.
And I even mixed it up because I did Moderna for the first. My initial and my booster,
yeah.
Mixed it up with some Pfizer.
Oh, shit.
Oh, you got
cocktail.
Weird. I'm only going, weird. I'm 100% Dolly four times.
I can see the dark now.
Four, what?
That's cool.
Dollies?
$4. Yeah, the Modernas.
Oh, is that what we're calling them? I'm dolled up too.
Yeah.
So we're going to basically, talk about a few things around movies and play a game, and it'll be a nice evening. It won't be full movie length. It'll be, maybe an hour, like a nice novella, like a Swedish film. But anyway, so we're going to start out. I'm going to ask these, I almost said fuckers. That's so rude. I'm sorry.
It's all right. You can call us fuckers. It's like in a term of endearment. We're Gen Xers. We shit on each other and insult each other's moms.
I'm going to take you up on that, fucker, and ask you what, Todd, have you seen lately? So this is where we talk about the movies we've seen since our last podcast.
Right. And in our last podcast, I went through all the things that I'd seen. And I realized I have not been to the theater since our last episode because I've become afraid because of the sixth wave.
The boogans?
I'm afraid of the boogans. First and foremost, the boogans.
Yeah. Always boogans is always number one.
Boogans is number one.
Number two.
Chud is close second. And then the COVIDs are right behind the Chuds.
Yeah.
And all those things can come up through various rafters and
grates.
Grates.
And toilets.
You
don't want that fecal flume.
No, I don't want that. That's why they test all the wastewater, is
yeah,
to
you
see
test,
the level
yeah,
of...
They, no, they test the wastewater for boogies, chud, and COVID.
Guys, this water is high in boogans.
We got
49 particles of boogans per liter.
This water is filthy with boogans.
You're only the boogan limit is 0.7.
Yeah, how many boogans per million is
33.
I want to see the guy in the documentary who turns his faucet on and the boogans come out of it. I want to see what that looks like.
Oh, that sounds
awesome. But anyway, so long story short, I haven't seen anything, super new, with the exception of Firestarter. I saw the new Firestarter.
Oh, wow.
Which is available on VOD. So I didn't have to leave my house and expose myself to boogans or chuds. So I could watch it here. It wasn't good at all. It was a bummer. I thought it was a real bummer of a movie. Oh. I mean, it's...
What were your expectations, though? Like, to honestly. Like,
right. For bummer, it has to be something that may be good, but then, oh, bummer.
Oh, okay. I see what you're saying. I don't know why I thought that somebody would finally... do a decent take on questionable.
Like, were you like this time it's gonna work?
I guess. I kept trying the same thing over and over again, and expected a different result. Which is clearly I'm insane. but I didn't want it to be great. I just wanted it to be entertaining, you know, like the original movie was. And there was a mini series too, I think, which I saw, which wasn't good. But the original movie with Drew Barrymore and George C. Scott was like a kind of fun, bad horror movie. And that's all I wanted. This one was just, there was nothing interesting about it, I guess, is what I'm saying. There were.
Like, they somehow made a movie about a little girl who starts fires with her mind not interesting.
Yeah, it just didn't have, it was devoid of tension, devoid of. Any kind, at least, I mean, George C. Scott was very silly in the original, but he was also somewhat scary, but like nothing in the new one registered. Not for me.
I'm going to posit something that may be a little controversial.
Okay.
Okay.
But at this point, mightn't we ask, is it maybe Stephen King's fault?
I think that's a good point. I think part of the problem suited with Firestarter. The Firestarter intellectual property franchise is that maybe the source material is problematic. Because it's not, Firestarter is certainly not the best Stephen King book.
It's definitely, yeah, I mean, there's definitely like you know, the Firestarter sets in the bucket of, you know, lesser good Stephen King ideas and executions.
Yeah, it's just his cheap take on Scanners. Which was funner, the Scanners.
Skelton, what have you seen lately? We'll go around. We'll do three each.
I actually, because it just came out on VOD, I like Todd, I haven't been back to the theater in a while because I enjoy living.
Are we being wusses, though? Is Bill Maher right? Are we being cowards?
Is Bill Maher right? What a stupid question.
Well, he is. He's very right-leaning.
Well, yeah, he's right-wing.
I'm going. I'm going back. I'm going to Top Gun in a couple weeks.
I want to see that.
I don't
even
know if I want to. I do want to see tickets. That, but I don't know. Like, if I can get like a, you know, get into like a matinee, you know, where there's not a lot of people in it. Like,
there are going to be a lot of people there.
Yeah, that's the thing. I don't want to.
Oh, I'm going. I'm doing it. I'm just going to wear my mask like Top Gun. I'm going to decorate it like it's going to say.
You're going to put your call sign on your COVID mask.
Are you going to have like a tank though, an oxygen tank, like I am breathing?
Yeah,
that's cool.
Yeah,
I would do that. How much are those to rent?
I don't know. Yeah, I'm getting I'm working on a goose mustache as well.
Anyway, I saw The Lost City.
Oh. The Sandra Bullock,
The Sandra Bullock, Channing Tatum, Romancing the Stone.
I did too.
And I got to tell you, it kind of entertained me.
I liked it.
I didn't hate it. It hit a mark that I think a lot of movies that are try to be like it don't hit. It tonally knew exactly what it was the entire time, all the way through. And
it's everything I wanted from Jungle Cruise, but didn't.
Yeah. It really didn't veer from, it's like, hey, we're just having kind of a, like a good mid-budget popcorn movie goof around.
Christine and I, at one point we stopped it and we're like, is this actually just good? Like, not even like silly, fun, good because we're stoned. Yeah. This might be a good movie.
Yeah. I mean, it's like, well, because again, it's like, you know, Sandra Bullock is always very charming and, you know, she and Tatum had really good chemistry. And that's what makes or breaks this type of movie.
Yeah.
And also it's like, you know, I mean, Bullock is also really, really funny. Like she's a really great physical comedian. Like she was doing a lot of really funny physical shit in this movie that was, I thought was hilarious.
Yeah. I liked it.
It was fun.
Well, so I'll skip that. So I realized I'd never seen this movie and I figured it felt like a hole in my cinematic knowledge. So I went back and watched a movie, I can't remember what genre it's from or like if it was the French New Wave, but it's called Miami Vice from 2006.
The Michael Mann.
That's it, from Michel Mann.
Michel Mann.
And it's Michel got, Mann. It stars Jami.
Fox. And I watched the Unrotted version. Because why not? No, I realized I'd never seen Miami Vice, and it was perfectly entertaining. I liked it. Like, I didn't mind,
What I liked about that at the time was, yeah, like, man's, like, bold choice of, you know, going visually as far away from the glossy, full-color version of the TV show and just shooting it on, yeah, like shitty video cameras.
Yeah, because yeah, what's great about Miami visually is night.
Yeah, and well, at night. It's funny all at night.
They just intercut bad prosumer cameras and real, yeah, and real cameras randomly. It was very, yeah, strange. But, you know, like, I know he's been, he did that in Collateral. He flirted with a lot of early DV cameras. But I thought it was a fine movie. I like, you know, Colin Farrell's always good. Jamie Foxx is good when he does something like this. And it was perfectly likable.
Yeah.
Yeah, I liked it. I remember liking it fine. It's perfectly, yeah, perfectly, yeah, fine.
Serviceable
cop show.
I remember thinking it was too drab for me.
Sure.
It's definitely drab.
It's drab.
That's, I mean, you're not wrong.
I really liked Miami Vice, the TV show, in all its, like,
yeah, sure,
sort of over-the-top glory, and it was so colorful, and there was so many,
yeah,
there were so many Miami colors, and, you know, and highlight. Yeah,
and an alligator.
Yeah, and a gator on a boat. Like, you, yeah, gotta have a gator on a boat.
I know.
And blazers with shoulder pads.
Yeah, and no shoulder pads and no t-shirts under it. Todd, what else do you see?
Okay, I actually watched this today so I could have something new that I watched to talk about. And this is a Netflix a premiere film called Senior Year.
Yeah.
And it stars Rebel Wilson. It's an R-rated comedy. That's why
it's directed by the You're the Worst Alex Hardcastle.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So I watched it, and I just wanted R-rated comedy to happen, and yeah, and I got that. It was very good on that level. Perhaps it ran too long. Its running time, okay, should have been about 15 minutes shorter. That would have cut to the bigger laughs quicker, perhaps. But I did like it. I enjoyed it.
Nice.
And here's the fucked up thing. Okay, here's the fucked up thing. Because it had a little bit of the Bridesmaids feel of, like, it had the good gags, but then it spent a lot of time on the sentiment, you know?
Right.
And this movie definitely had that, but I will say this, in the final moments, I did choke up, you know, when the things happened that she dreamed about before she went into her coma. But I think it's effective ultimately as a movie, but too long. It's all there you go.
All right. Well, I'll tell Alex that you cried in this movie.
You were weak and you cried.
I was weak and I cried.
Skelton, what else did you see?
Oh boy. I saw, Morbius.
Mm. Oh yeah, I've thought of doing that, but I haven't been able to pull the trigger. What's your
trigger? I can tell you right now.
Don't.
You won't. That's not. It's a
not for me.
It's an utter flatline. Like, okay, so did you see the Venom movies?
No.
Okay, those are the ones. Like, okay, here's my kind of nerd assessment of Morbius and the Sony Marvel movies.
Morbius.
The Morbius.
I am Morbius.
The Sony produced Marvel movies is, you know, in comic books they do these like big, like, you know, every year big annual events where they do like, you know, like a 6 or 12 issue a big story, and then they do in the regular other books they may have to do like 1 or 2 tie-ins that are just kind of ancillary stories sort of connected to the big, okay, event that are never that important or interesting. And that's what the Sony Marvel movies are to the regular Marvel Cinematic Universe movies.
Yeah.
And Morbius is exactly that. It's
They're extraneous.
They're utterly unnecessary. The Venom movies are actually kind of fun because they're so over the top, dumb, that there's some entertainment value there. Morbius is just flat. Mm. Like, I don't... I half an hour after I finished it, I'd forgotten I'd watched it. It was just like it's very by the numbers. It's very kind of just straight ahead, blah blah blah. Here's this thing that happens, and then oh wow, they must have paid Michael Keaton like $2 million to do the end credit scenes.
God, that's sad.
It looks interminable, but I guess I'll watch it.
It's just dull. It's just super dull. Compared to the Venom movie, like the Venom movies are terrible, but they're at least kind of fun because they're so goofy.
Yeah.
Morbius is this one in and out in 90 minutes?
It's pretty short. It's more than 90, but it's not that, I don't think it's that long. But again, I don't remember because I just remember it being, it's so flat and a little, and so self-serious.
But
it's like a guy that makes himself into an artificial vampire is like, you shouldn't be taking that so seriously.
But,
I'm sorry.
But Jared Leto's magnetism and charm.
Right. Like, yeah. Well, no, I'm definitely
unbridled charisma.
Yeah.
I'm definitely in his cult now.
How much is a ticket to that island?
I've got my crispy white linen smock.
It's pretty safe to say no one else watched this movie here.
Okay.
It's called Paris 13th District. It's a French film. Legit this time. And it's in black and white, and it's like a modern romance.
It's a new picture?
Yeah, it's a new picture. It came out this past year or something. And if you like foreign romance movies with some boobs and some good actors, it's it. I can't really, it's not high concept, but I enjoy. No one's in a coma for 20 years.
Why would we watch that? Just because
no one
French?
Is a fake vampire. Zero boogans. Zero boogans.
No boogans.
There's no boogans. What's the point?
Where's the tension if there's no boogan?
Todd, you got one more?
Where are the dramatic boogans?
I do. I'm going to go, okay, and I don't want you guys, I feel like I'll be judged for this, but I saw this movie on Hulu from 2020, and it's I guess you'd call it a sci-fi horror rom-com. And it's called...
That's too many genres at once.
I know. Like, it sounds awful. It sounds awful. And the weird thing about it is the movie starts and the two main characters are kind of awful. You kind of want to punch them for a minute. But the movie goes on. And if you stick with it, it turns out, oh, they're great. And it's hilarious. It's called Save Yourselves with an exclamation point.
Okay.
It's currently on Hulu. It's this simple. It's a couple that they're having trouble. And they live in the city with their hipster friends, and they hang out with their hipster friends. And one of their hipster friends says, "Hey, you know, I have my uncle's house or my dad's old house out in the woods. You guys should go and just chill and reconnect or whatever." So they decide to leave their phones off and do this woods thing. And then while they're there, they slowly realize that the world has been invaded by killer aliens. Who look like they look like poofs. That's what they call them, I think, is poofs.
Oh, I remember this. I know this movie. Yeah. This came out last year. It's like a little indie thing.
Yeah, it's on IMDb. It's credited as 2020. But here's the thing about it is it took about 10 minutes before I got into the comedic rhythms of it, and the fact that those. The actors carried me through those 10 minutes says a lot about them, but it's really funny. It was like understated, dry comedy, really funny.
Yeah. That chick's on Glow that Christina did.
Right.
Really good.
Yeah. She's great. The guy is great. And when it trips into when they lean into the jokes, the comedic bits, it's so goddamn funny. Like he has night terrors where he wakes up screaming. And that's like a recurring bit. And every time he does it, it's funny. And beyond that, the acting top to bottom is really funny and good and real. It's not like silly over the top acting. The performances they got out of this triplet of babies. There's like triplets of these boy babies. And they're hilarious. I've never seen a better baby performance. And I've worked with some very good babies.
You've worked with the top babies.
I've worked with the best babies.
You've worked with all the best babies in the business.
Best babies in the business. I'm telling you that the babies in this should be sought after as they grow up. Because there's no way they're not great, great actors.
You can judge if a baby is good at acting. Yeah, they're going to be a great, successful adult actor.
That's a rule that is always true.
From the dawn of the talkies.
There's no guarantee that the babies won't grow up to be Fred Savage, but they will be great actors. Growing up, they may turn into monsters.
These are like the Daniel Day-Lewis of babies.
What's that movie called again that you saw?
What's
the movie called?
Oh, this Save Yourselves.
Save Yourselves. Yeah, I almost watched it. But everything.
I almost watched it a million times, and then I was forcing my son to pick a movie that I had on my list, and this is what he picked, and he was right. It's really funny. Stop hesitating. Go.
The children are right. Yeah. All right. Lastly, wait. Did you see them, Skelton? Do I already get you?
Yeah. Well, I can't wait. Where did we?
Your third. Your third. Your third.
Is it my third? Is it time for my third?
Yeah.
Time for
your third. If you haven't done.
I saw The Northman.
Oh.
The Viking.
Yeah.
The Viking
Todd had
show.
Seen that last time, and.
And I liked it. It was good. Bananas and ridiculous and gross and stylish and. Stabby.
Mm-hmm. All right, I gotta watch it.
It's I'm not like I wasn't an Eggers guy before The Northman, but now I'm
Jesus.
Like, give Eggers lots of money. Give that guy money.
You're an Eggers guy.
I am, I guess.
Because it's a little like again, it's like a little too self serious of an art movie, but it's balanced out by like just some like really gross violence and just screaming.
I love screaming.
Well, and it like that kind of earnestness lends itself to parody, so we need more of that for us.
Yeah, for us.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, sincere Icelandic screaming is you can't beat
and
that.
It has Bjork. Yeah. Bjork.
I don't care what kind of baby.
It has Bjork that shows up. No, and it's a beautiful looking movie. It's shot.
It's gorgeous.
So
Ireland looks exactly like Iceland most of the time.
I thought they shot that in Iceland.
Most of The Northman was shot in Ireland. Northern.
No, they shot Ireland for Iceland in the same way you shoot Day for Night.
I think the only stuff that was shot in Iceland is the stuff with Bjork.
Oh, no shit. She won't leave her
She
yurt.
Won't go. If they did choose to shoot the whole thing in Iceland, she would have had a much bigger role. She would have been the Northman.
Right.
Bjork is the Northman. It's a
it would have been, but I would have had an umlaut over the O. my last movie is Stranger Than Paradise. I finally saw that.
Oh, you've never seen it?
No.
Really?
Wow.
Somehow I had never seen it. I've seen the train one. Down by Law, is that the other one?
Yeah.
I like Jim Jarmusch. I've seen a lot of his movies. Somehow I just never seen his kind of most well-known. A couple of Dirtbags pick up a chick. I loved it. What's not to like?
Yeah, Jarmusch is fun.
It's great. Yeah, those guys are so stylish, even though they're total dirtbags.
I'm a bad person, so for me, the best thing Jarmusch ever did was that episode of Fishing with John where they went after the great white.
Fishing with John is great. All right, well, that was What Have You Seen Lately? We did that.
That was fun. I liked it.
We did it.
So the next... Look, we were going to do something, talk about Netflix's struggles right now, but I got really bored preparing, and I kind of don't want to. If you guys are really, really have a lot to say about it, but
no,
their stock went down because
they didn't
hit expectations.
I wanted to hear what you had to say about it, but
you know
what?
Turns out I don't. Turns out I have nothing to say about it either. So we're just going to skip ahead and... talk about so it's funny because I was thinking about I'm a big fan of movies that have sequels way later than most sequels come out, like 20 years,
like,
30 years.
Okay.
And right now we're in a I you know so we were spurred on by Top Gun Maverick to which I have tickets already for opening night. I hope you do too. I'll see you there.
Your call sign is tickets.
I realize that we're in sort of a golden age of 35 year later sequels to 80s movies. We had Ghostbusters this year.
That was awful.
I didn't do that. The new Bill and Ted's, right now at Cannes they're selling a Spinal Tap sequel.
Oh, that's right.
That's exciting. God. With all the original dudes, except obviously the dead drummer, but Rob Reiner is going to be back there.
Yeah. So I thought it'd be time, you know, and then Top Gun, obviously. So it's a golden age of that. And I figured it'd be fun to talk about what 80s movies we would make into a sequel now. And so I asked for these people to get their top three. I'll say my first. I think Raising Arizona would be a good
How Hunter. Do you see that sequel working?
So High and Edwina's grandkids are having fertility problems, and they try to fix her problem by stealing not one but two kids from an evil YouTube family that that seem to abuse their kids by making them do unboxing videos and pranks all day. And then John Goodman's Gale is the family's agent, and he would do anything to get his cash cows back.
Yeah.
That's Raising Arizona too.
Yeah. I like that. I would watch that.
I mean, Holly Hunter and Nick Cage would have the exact same magic right now. And John Goodman?
Yeah, you're right.
I'm joking about the plot, but they should do it.
Hey, there's a lot of people in that movie. Sam McMurray, right? Can't we get that guy?
We could get Franny. Francis McDormand.
Francis McDormand and Sam McMurray back together again as a couple. Let's
be great.
Let's do it. I'm all for that. That's
Todd, you got one?
I had a really hard time with this. This is a hard question.
What 80s movie you would remake? We'd make a sequel to now.
40 years later. It was hard. So
okay,
all right. My number three. You know, I'm going to number one.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
The countdown is a tie. It's a tie because I could not.
Oh, you couldn't narrow it down. I thought you couldn't foresee anything. Gotcha. Okay.
No, I couldn't narrow it down. I had a hard time. There were so many. To do the top three was too hard for me. But my number three is a tie between a sequel to Tango and Cash.
Oh.
With as many, obviously, of the original cast that's still alive. And a sequel to Live and Die in L.A.,
a sequel?
Yeah, and I realize Willem Dafoe's...
With who?
I realize Willem Dafoe's character died in the first one, but you could have a Willem Dafoe twin, a Willem Dafoe nephew, played by Willem Dafoe, who's doing counterfeiting again, and William Peterson, who is still alive and doing theater in Chicago and occasionally CSI...
Wait.
What?
Is he a twin too?
Of course he's a twin. It's the twins. The twins are back. Spoiler alert, everybody. You ruined the first film just for everybody right there.
Yeah, sorry. But obviously,
they're both twins and they're back. And then John Penko, who's actually a twin in real life, is quadruplets in this.
Do you call it Twins Live or Die in L.A.?
Yeah.
Well, what's your other one in this one movie limit round?
The tie was I couldn't decide between this and Tango and Cash because I would like to see Kurt Russell and Sylvester Stallone back.
Sure,
fighting.
I would watch the shit out of that. That'd be great. You know, there's something now that we're talking about it. It's like it either has to be within like 5 years or just wait 40 years. So you have a whole different like vibe, like a different, right? It's you want the same vibe or just a completely different vibe.
Well, if you think about their 80s properties, wouldn't it be better to do Tango and Cash 2 than any other Kurt Russell or Sylvester Stallone?
Like more
franchise?
Rambi? Yeah.
No more Rambos, no more, you know, John Carpenter. Just put them together and have it be that. I think it might be nice.
It's delightful.
I'm not saying John Carpenter can't direct it. I'm just saying.
What, Skelton, what about you?
With my three, it's it was kind of depressing because I'm going through a bunch of these old 80s movies going, oh, I'd love to do see a sequel to this. Oh, they've died.
Yeah, no, there's a lot of casting issues with this exercise. Yeah,
so if there's no, like, assuming that there's some sort of in, it's, you know, is this for the writer to figure out how to make it work? But I'd like to see her return to the Near Dark universe vampire world and revisit Near Dark 35 years later and see that vampire clan.
Who was in it?
Bill Paxton. But Lance Henriksen and Jeanette, she doesn't act anymore, was it Vasquez from Aliens? What the hell's her last name?
Oh, I don't know.
Who else is in Near Dark, Todd?
Let's see. There's Lance Henriksen, Bill Paxton. I know who you're talking about.
Jeanette Goldman.
Oh, there you go. I never remember her name because she's the most chameleon-esque actor of all time, I would say.
Okay.
Well, she is. I never remember her name because she's different in every role. She's different in every movie.
The next one I would redo is With Nail and I.
Oh.
Anyone know that movie?
Yes, I do.
No. Well, it's 2004 now because that movie took place in the end of the 60s, but it was made in the 80s. So it's a period piece now, but with the 90s.
But it's another one where, doesn't one of the lead characters ostensibly die at the end of that movie?
Yeah. But it doesn't matter. Richard E. Grant would be like a 60-year-old misanthrope complaining about developers destroying his uncle's country cottage to put in an Americana while listening to a lot of Amy Winehouse. And that's the movie. That's all you need.
It sounds
great.
But
it's just such a great character. I'd like to see it again.
I'm 100% into it. I love it.
All right, Todd.
My next one is Adventures in Babysitting 2.
Oh.
And I want it to be Elizabeth Shue in the lead role again as the babysitter.
Wait, are the kids now adults and they're reliving that traumatic day and they need revenge?
You could do that and you could bring funny. Elizabeth Shue in that way. But I was more thinking Elizabeth Shue, who used to be the babysitter and had a whole career, things have fallen apart and she's forced back into babysitting.
Oh, that's pretty
good. And then she
good.
Winds up babysitting the kids of those kids that she used to babysit.
Your idea is too fucking stupid because that's exactly how they would do it.
Well, it's just because I want to see Elizabeth Shue as a babysitter again.
Yeah, she was, you know, part of the subprime mortgage scandal and now has to babysit again. No, I like it. Skeleton?
Okay, now I start to get into the territory of my number two pick was also kind of a bit of a tie, and one of them was problematic because one of the actors from the original has died. So,
yeah.
But first off, I'm going against what Todd was saying earlier about no John Carpenter standalones, and I would want to see a sequel to Big Trouble in Little China with Kurt Russell as Jack Burton again. I would want to see that. But my other choice was Running Scared.
How do you do that?
The Gregory Hines, Billy Crystal.
Oh, avoiding Billy Hines' death.
Yeah, that was the problematic bit, was no Gregory Hines.
Well, we've fixed that in our magical world, right? You can just CGI Gregory Hines.
Yeah.
Yeah, who wouldn't love that?
It sounds delightful. I want Tap 2.
Who's next, Todd?
I guess.
So what was the second one?
The second one was Friday the 13th Part 2. And then the third one was Friday the 13th Part 7, which is the telekinetic one. And then the last one I watched was Freddy versus Jason.
Oh, what number is that?
That would be number 11.
11.
And then I did roll again, and I got number 12. I got 12, which was the Marcus Nispel, a remake of Friday the 13th. I've, of course, worked with Marcus Nispel and found him to be warm and delightful. So I was very much looking forward to a slasher.
And then your family shut it down.
And my family said,
they made you go to bed.
You're drunk and you need to go to sleep.
You've been puking for an hour, yelling 12.
This is my day.
Yeah.
My last one is, I think it'd be time. It's time to do a big sequel, just called Little, and so aging empty nester toy magnate Josh Baskin wants to go back to when life felt magical and mysterious, but the Zoltar machine is on the fritz. And it takes him back to when he was a baby. And so now he has to, but he can talk. We can hear his thoughts. And he has to try to figure out how to get back into real life. Get back.
I would watch that. I would watch it.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Oh, boy, I hear some music.
What is it?
Oh, that's right. It's time to play a little game, y'all.
Oh, I don't want to play a game.
Oh, no, we're going to play a fucking game.
All right. Wow.
Now, Jesus. The first thing I have to let this evil cat who's rapping at my door, hold on.
This is all part of the show, folks. Don't worry. This is a bit.
I'm doing
a bit with a cat.
I'm going to do my runner up for sequels. I'd like a sequel to The Long Riders with a new bunch of brothers.
Okay, so we're going to play a game. So I was thinking about 80s movies and I decided to do a little trivia contest.
Ooh.
So you don't have to make anything. There's no crazy make-em-ups in this game.
Oh good. I'm tired.
Yeah, no. I know. But
I won't remember anything.
But here's the thing. So I found an 80s trivia contest online. Oh. But the questions were ridiculously easy. Ridiculously. So we're going to play a little trivia, but name that tune style. Where you guys can volunteer how many can name it in two words, this question, or three, and you get more points the fewer you can name it in.
The fewer we can name what?
I'm confused.
The movie. Hold on.
So, words of the title.
I'm going to describe. It's a description of a movie, an 80s movie.
Uh-huh. Oh, I see. Oh, so you'll start with the description.
So
and we guess the movie.
Yeah. So I don't. You know. So it'd be like. I can't even think of anything. Like two droids go across. You know.
Right. You're just going to give us the first two words.
Yeah. So if you get it in two words, so you'll each get to guess.
Oh, all right.
You
I
get
understand.
Five.
Wow,
you get,
I am
you get
slow
five
tonight.
Points. Okay. No.
It
no.
Makes
no.
Sense
I'm.
Now. It didn't make any sense.
I'm high because I haven't been describing it. So let's do the first one. Okay. All right. 80s movies.
So we just yell it out as soon as we know.
Popular 80s movies.
Oh,
okay.
It's a yell out?
Yeah, but no. If you say I'm going to guess, because if you're going to guess, whoever says me first,
a buzzer.
If you're going to guess, but then you get it wrong, the other one gets to go for the next.
Okay.
You know, okay, so
I'm
we got to buzz in. We got to buzz in.
You got to buzz in. Just say.
So we'll say buzz.
Say buzz. Okay.
Or should we say our own names, maybe? Because
whatever. So
if
I'm going to
say
read,
buzz.
So
how are you going to know who said buzz?
I can see.
Are we going to get into a fight over who says buzz? Yeah.
So, two words. Here's the first one. Ready? New Kid.
Buzz.
What's it?
The Karate Kid.
You got it. Karate Kid. New Kid in Town learns martial arts and life lessons from an honored war vet and uses his knowledge to defeat bullies in a tournament.
Nice.
Skeleton, 5 points. Very
sweet.
Nice.
So you get five per right answer?
No, for two words. And then if you
Because I got
you
it
need
in the
three
first
words,
I mean, out of the gate, if you get
you get four, other. Yeah.
Right.
Okay, ready?
Mm-hmm.
Coming of... Coming of, okay, I'm going to go to
Buzz.
Oh, okay.
Stand by Me.
Holy shit! It's Stand by Me.
Wow.
Coming of age story about four boys who go on a trek to find a missing body. Jesus
and are
Christ.
These are on IMDb. Is that where you're going with?
No. This is just a random shitty trivia contest. So these are like the supremely easy. Like, oh God. Skeleton,
so far, I haven't gotten any. I don't.
Okay,
know.
Ready?
When you keep saying it's supremely easy, it's
okay.
A belittling.
Here's number five. No, that one was hard. No, not in two words. In all the words is easy. Okay, a witty for 5 points. A witty. Okay, no buzzes on 5. Now for 4 points. A witty army.
Buzz?
Yeah.
Stripes?
No, that is incorrect. Do you want to guess for 4? A witty army. Skeleton?
I'm going to say Private Benjamin.
Oh, you didn't have to answer. You could have then got another one.
Oh, shit. I didn't realize
that. All right, well, you get another. Okay, now we're going down to, this is for 3 points.
Am I out? I can't.
Yeah, you're out. A witty army.
But he gets it, like, he got it wrong, but he gets to keep going?
No, we're not counting. He didn't know that he was out, that he had to guess the next one.
Oh, okay.
He thought he had to.
But now that we all
know that. Yeah, I thought I had to guess, yeah. But I could have waited for more words.
Yeah, but I'm going to let him take this one. A witty army DJ.
Oh, Good Morning Vietnam.
3 points for Skeleton. All right. Ready, everybody? Mm-hmm. All right. There's a bunch of these. Okay. An ex-con.
Buzz.
What?
48 hours.
Incorrect.
Oh.
An ex-con.
Yeah, that would have been my guess, too. So.
Okay.
Nope.
For 4. An ex-con and...
Oh, for God's sake. No.
All right, for 3 points. An ex-con and his...
No, I don't have a guess for that.
For 2.
That's terrible.
An ex-con and his brother...
Wait.
Do I get to...
Like... No.
No, you're out.
What the fuck, man? These rules suck.
Because then
give me the last one.
An ex-con and his brother go.
What?
All right, Skeleton's not getting it. An ex-con and his brother go on a mission from God to reunite their old band and save North.
Jesus Christ!
All right, no one got any points there. All right, ready?
Mm-hmm. Well, because that was mostly like.
Okay.
Who's up? Who's turn?
Both of you.
Oh,
anyone buzz? Get ready.
Yeah,
to buzz.
New movie.
An archaeology.
Buzz.
What?
Raiders of the Lost Ark.
An archaeology teacher goes on an adventure to save a religious relic from falling into
Finally,
Nazi
I
hands.
Get one. Finally. Fuck.
All right. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
A child's.
Oh, Buzz.
What?
E.T. the Extraterrestrial, His Adventures on Earth.
I'm sorry. That
full
is
title.
Good job. A child's. For 4 points. Or for 5 points. Okay.
No,
for
4 points.
A child's wish.
Oh, wait. Nah. Give me. Keep,
a child's
keep
wish going. 2.
No, for fuck's sake. Oh, damn it. Okay, give me one more.
Child's wish to grow.
Big.
1 point. Okay, a child's wish to grow up is granted. He ends up vice president of a toy company, but soon longs to return to childhood. Okay, ready. A frustrated.
Yes.
Is that, were you buzzing in?
No.
Oh.
All right, for 4 points, a frustrated writer.
Buzz.
What?
Misery. Damn.
Buzz.
You don't have to guess this one, remember?
Oh, right.
If you want another word.
No, go.
A frustrated writer. Was that it? You going?
Well, do I get more points if I go now, or do I wait?
No. Yes, you get more points if you go now.
Oh, God, what's happening?
All right, Barton Fink.
No.
What?
A frustrated writer goes crazy in a secluded hotel and tries to kill his family.
Jesus.
Oh. Okay.
I hate this game.
We're a man.
Oh, right. Come on.
All right.
Fuck you.
A man hears for 4 points.
A man hears?
Yeah. Okay, for 3 points. A man hears voices.
Man. Well, that's a lot of stuff. There's a lot of stuff.
For 3 points, a man hears voices.
I don't know.
For 2 points, a man hears voices and... For 1 point, a man hears voices and plows.
Buzz.
What?
Field of Dreams.
Yeah, 1 point. And plows under his corn to build a baseball diamond.
Good God.
Okay.
I hate that movie so much.
All right. For five.
Like, I hate it, and now I hate it more because of this game.
Okay. For 5 points, Princess Saves.
Buzz.
What?
Spaceballs.
No. All right, for 4 points, Princess Saves Prince.
Princess Saves Prince.
Oh, now I know what it is. Fuck.
All right, keep going.
Princess Saves Prince from...
If the next word is Prince, it's got to be Purple Rain.
Princess Saves Prince from Drowning for 1 point.
Oh, is it Little Mermaid?
Little Mermaid. And gives her voice to a witch in order to spend more time with him.
Story of my life.
Okay. All right. I'm gonna include some bad word, like and words in that, because that's weak. Okay. And I'm going to start this one. Okay. Ready? Mm-hmm. A dead couple.
I don't know.
A dead couple.
Buzz.
What?
Beetlejuice?
Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice.
Oh, nice.
5 points. A dead couple hires a bioexorcist to remove the living from their home. Okay. Ready?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Ex-police officer. For 5 points.
That's like the start of so many movies.
All right. You want to go for four?
Mostly yeah, Steven Seagal. Yeah,
yeah. All right. Ex-police officer is recommissioned.
Buzz.
What?
Blade Runner.
Blade Runner. To hunt down cyborg replicants, but falls in love with one during the process.
Fuck, and save man. I'm not smart enough for this game.
5 points. You're only half behind. Okay. All right. Ready? For five point. Old folks.
Buzz.
What?
Cocoon.
Cocoon. Old folks swim in the pool next door and find a fountain of youth and aliens. All right. Ready?
You'll never grow old and you'll never die.
A foreman.
You mean a foreman?
No. A foreman. Oh. You guys aren't going to get that one. A foreman diamond. Four.
Four-man diamond.
Go on. I don't know.
A four-man diamond heist.
Buzz.
What?
Oh.
Snatch.
No. This is 80s movies.
Oh, right. Snatch was 90s. Fuck.
A four-man diamond heist in which everyone...
Oh, shit. I'm trying to... It's one of... Is it... I'm going to say Thief.
Four-man diamond heist in which everyone betrays everyone, and in the end, a lawyer escapes with the woman and loot.
Fish called Wanda.
Damn it.
Okay.
I forgot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Damn.
All right. I'm gonna read more because we have a voice to go. Okay. A Tale of Two British for 5 points. 5 points.
Tale of Two British.
Okay. Buzz.
What?
With Nell and I.
No.
God damn it. You like planted that earlier in the show.
For four points. A Tale of Two British Olympic runners.
Oh, God.
Oh,
damn.
Buzz, Chariots of Fire.
Yeah, one Jewish and one Christian. All right.
Next. I'm taking too many risks.
Okay, this is for 5 points. Two nerdy boys.
Buzz?
What?
Revenge of the Nerds?
No.
Fuck this game. That's an 80s
I almost
movie,
said that.
And that's the correct beginning of that synopsis. This game is bullshit. All
right,
I'm calling
for 4 points.
It right now.
Two nerdy boys use a computer.
I know what it is now. But it doesn't matter.
I'm thinking it might be. Give me another. Give me one.
Two
more.
Two nerdy boys use a computer to create.
Oh, okay. So, Weird Science.
Yeah, to create the dream girl, and she helps him loosen up and get dates. All right, ready?
And then she marries Steven Seagal, and that's not a good choice.
Okay, for 5 points, Little Girl Targeted. All right, for 4 points.
Wait. That's okay. Yeah.
Little Girl Targeted by Spirits.
Buzz.
Who said it first?
I don't know. I think a judge is going to have to determine that.
Todd, you said it.
Poltergeist?
Yeah, by spirits taken through a portal to their dimension, and her mother must follow to get her back.
I only heard myself say it first. I could have been wrong. Obviously.
Okay, for 4 points.
I think this game is problematic.
For five points. Perseus has many...
Buzz.
What?
Clash of the Titans.
Many adventures in this effort to solve a riddle and save Andromeda from the Kraken. 4, 5. Okay. Next. All right, for 5 points, an unorthodox teacher.
Oh, shit.
Buzz? I can't remember the title.
What, Todd?
Dead Poets Society.
Dead Poets Society.
There. Yep, there you go. I blanked on the title.
Encourages students to seize the day and stand on the desks with mixed results. Okay, ready?
Uh-huh.
I'm reading more words now. 5 points. Man and woman leave college.
Buzz.
What?
When Harry met Sally?
Out of convenience and try to avoid becoming friends, but in the end they get married.
Nice.
God damn it.
5 points. Okay, a doctor learns of.
I don't know.
All right, for 4 points, a doctor learns of burial ground.
Buzz.
What?
Pet cemetery.
In which brings the dead back to life.
Pet cemetery. That was about, yeah, you beat me.
All right, next, a young stockbroker.
Buzz.
What?
Wall Street
is willing to give inside information to hook a big client, but draws a line at destroying his father's company. Very impressive. 2, 3. Okay. teams race.
That's a lot of stuff.
For 4.
Buzz.
What?
Oh, shit.
What?
Oh, no, I'm too late because we're 80s movies, but I was thinking a 70s movie, and it's a team racing, so what else would it be? Now guys are like, Cannonball Run 2? Was that 1980?
No, it is Cannonball Run.
Oh, shit. Well, I said 2, so.
No.
Oh, wow. Cannonball Run was like 70s. You basically got that and doubted yourself.
I don't know. So this.
No, it was 80s. Right.
It's because as soon as I said Buzz, I was like, oh, shit.
Was Cannonball Run?
Was like 78.
Cannonball Run was 1980.
But I guess it must be 80. Yeah.
All right. Next one. 3 women. 80s movies. 3 women.
Buzz.
What?
Steel Magnolias.
No.
That's 5 women.
4 points. Three women make their fantasies.
Oh, shit. Oh. Fuck off. 3 women. I should have known.
Is it going to be 9 to 5?
Yeah, 9 to 5. Make their fantasies come true when they kidnap their boss and tie them to their
bed. The worst part about that is I worked with Dabney Coleman and he's an asshole and now I've lost.
All right. For 5 points. One friend reflects on memories.
Good God.
All right. One friend reflects on memories as she drives to meet the other.
One friend reflects on memories as she drives to meet the other. I don't know.
One friend reflects on memories as she drives to meet the other who is dying of a heart condition.
Oh, God.
Oh,
wait. Oh,
You say Buzz.
I know this.
Buzz, if you're.
No, I know. I can't remember the name of the movie.
I can't. The title, I can't. Yeah.
I know exactly what it is.
One friend reflects on memories, and she drives to meet the other, who's dying of a heart condition and wants her to raise her daughter.
Yeah, I know. Fuck.
I'm gonna buzz and say beaches.
Beaches.
Oh, that's it. Yeah.
All right.
Damn it.
I blocked that shit out
okay.
every time.
All right. 5 points. The story of several teens.
That's gonna have for 80s. That's gotta be narrowed down.
All right, four.
Buzz.
What?
Porky's.
No. The story of several teens and their journey.
And their journey.
All right, I'm gonna say for 3 points. The story of several teens and their journey at a special.
Teen's Journey special.
Well, I can't get. I don't have a shot at this. So
all right, for two. The story of several teens and their journey at a special performing arts.
Oh, Fame.
High school.
Oh, fuck.
2 points. Did Todd quit?
He's gone. Yeah, he's walked away.
Oh, no.
I think he's gone. It's his turn, and he walked away.
Okay, well.
He's really putting some dead space in this game, Todd. Well done.
Well done, Todd. I guess I did two.
Here, he's back.
I did too many, so I'm just going to take two more. All right. Are you ready?
Last two.
Did you get the points? How many points?
Two points.
Good job.
And we're going to do two. We're just going to do two more.
Oh, all great. Right.
Ready? 5 points. Ready to buzz in. Loser joins the army.
Buzz.
What?
Stripes.
Yeah. With his friend, graduates from basic, takes a top secret vehicle on a joyride before it's saving the platoon.
Where the fuck's my truck? A couple of soldiers took it to get it washed, sir.
All right. Last one. Last one. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
A computer programmer.
Buzz.
What?
War games.
No.
Damn.
A computer programmer, Todd.
Uh huh. I mean, it doesn't fucking matter. I've
for
lost
35 points. A computer programmer.
But you are you going to give me more words or?
Yeah, but then it goes down to four.
30 points.
A computer programmer.
Is digitized.
Oh damn it!
Oh, Buzz Tron.
Tron. For whatever it takes to tie. It's a tie game. There are a couple others, but the one that is so funnily written, like not the point of the movie. Italian-American restaurant owner argues with employee's friend about his wall of fame, and it escalates into a riot that destroys his business.
Oh, God. Oh, my God.
They wrote it from the point of view of Sal.
That's terrible.
Well, all right. That was the moderately successful game.
That actually was pretty fun.
That was good.
Like,
yeah. No,
right.
Like,
well,
even though, like some of the sentences that were just like mostly like "and then they."
Yeah, I know. That was great.
But still, yeah, that was pretty fun.
All right. Well, we'd like to thank us mostly because no one supports this.
Yeah.
Supports us in this. No one likes that we do it. you know.
Why is that?
I don't know. Maybe we should start an OnlyFans.
Oh,
we should.
Yeah. Do you watch Kids in the Hall? The new Kids in the Hall?
Yeah. Yeah.
Very good.
They're like Dave Foley and Kevin McDonald did Full Frontal, and it's fucking hilarious.
Yeah.
It is so funny. Like they've taken comedy to a new level. They really did.
Okay, I gotta watch it. Yeah. Well, we'd like to thank ourselves. I'm Steve Fogg. I almost said I'm Todd Robert Anderson.
But you should be Todd Robert Anderson as well as Stephen Fogg.
Yeah.
I think you should be both of us.
All right. Well, I'm both of them, and then there's also Steve Skelton.
Hi. I guess I'm just myself.
I think you should also be part of our weird group of like one thing.
You know, Adam Blad music, afraid? And we're gonna leave now. We'll see you next month.
Why are you afraid?
I don't know. It seems weird.